Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Love that song. I never get tired of it. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. We are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome to the second hour. So glad to have you on this journey with us. Well, in just a moment, you're going to hear my conversation with Mimi Wilson and Barb Odom about the power of having and even being a mentor. You'll want to share this with everyone, young and old. You'll want to share this with everyone, young and old, married and single. But first, I want to take a minute to thank you for supporting and for praying for this ministry. You know what? We hear from so many of you who listen to Faith Radio, and God is using this programming in your life to help you grow in your faith, and we love hearing from you. We love partnering with you in this ministry, and guess what? Your gifts, they really do change lives. So thank you. It is a joy for us to do this ministry with you. And when you contact us, know this, that we pray for you by name on a weekly basis in our Thursday morning staff meetings. So maybe God's nudging you right now to give a gift, and you can do that safely and quickly by going to our website, myfaithradio.com, and clicking on the Donate tab. Well, while you're at the website, take a few moments to look through our articles and our programs. We have resources available to help you live out faith in every aspect of life. Finances, how to prepare for marriage and find a spouse, how to share your faith and be a witness in the secular workplace. There are many, many programs you can listen to. So here's a good example. Go to our main page and click on Latest Podcast to hear my conversation with Andy Crouch. He joined me yesterday to talk about the gift of power and how to use your influence in a way that honors God and helps others flourish. And there are so many resources just like that at our website, myfaithradio.com. I cannot urge you enough to take advantage of them. Mimi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's my joy.
Honored to have you, and so glad to finally meet you. Barbie said so much about you.
And I've heard about you as well.
Wow. And Barbie, dear, so good to have you with us.
Oh, it's so sweet to be here as well.
Yeah. Barbie, you are loved by so many people. You know, you and I were talking last time we met for lunch and just marveling at all of the really amazing people God has put in your corner, in your world. I mean, you are such a source. You have a gift of encouragement, but you are such a source of encouragement to so many. But I love how he's encouraged you with so many solid, godly people as well.
Absolutely. I do always say that he withheld no good things when he gave me the just sweet people to walk through life with and the friends that he has, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Well, we love to start off the show talking scripture. And this is really one of our favorite kind of trademark things about Live the Promise is you bring in all these different leaders to talk. And it proves when we ask them, is there a verse that God's been speaking to you about? Is there a life verse? It just shows that the Word of God is living and active. And so our listeners get to hear scripture from a fresh perspective and just the insight that you may have around it. And so you chose Hosea 14:5. I will be like dew to Israel. Talk about that passage, Mimi, and why you chose it.
You know, it's been a pleasure for me to try to get out of the scripture any possible clue on the goodness of God. And when I read this, that he was dew to my life, it brought me back to the desert where the dew covers the desert floor every night. And the huge animals called oryx, apparently that's all they live on is dew. And I thought, all right, if they can live on dew, I don't want to miss those tiny little gracious acts of my Heavenly Father who bathes my life with refreshment every night. And I'm missing it because I'm watching for something bigger.
Wow. Beautiful word. And you are battling a disease. You're battling Parkinson's. You came in here and you're moving carefully. And I asked, what's that about? And you, in one sentence, said, I'm battling Parkinson's, but the Lord has used it. I mean, that just gave me a glimpse right there in who you are and how you see God in every trial and every struggle. Have you seen his dew amidst this battle, and could you share how?
Oh, yes. I asked for a fresh insight into his goodness to understand that, and I got Parkinson's. And I suddenly realized that I would understand goodness as never before through the eyes of Parkinson's. And I go out into the street and I'm amazed at people's kindness to me, total strangers. And each one of them, I thank my Father, for it's Him that led me to these people and touched them. But even the TSA people, I can go around the world and be helped to the point that I travel alone and it's not a problem because the Lord goes with me. But I always think, I wonder if these people know that they're touching a daughter of the King.
Hmm. Wow. I don't know what to say. That's so beautiful. And I wonder if we know how often when we extend a hand, give a cup of cold water. I mean, what a big deal that is to Jesus, right, Barbie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, and that's the part of her that you just love, that you see all the time coming from her lens is, I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. And she just causes us to look for Him in His ways.
Mm. All right, Mimi, tell us a little bit about your backstory growing up and your faith journey. I'd love a little bit of context for us today.
Well, my folks were missionaries, and I grew up in the middle of the Ituri forest among the pygmies, which is so hard to even understand. But every morning I woke up, they were already on their knees. So I have a godly heritage. And I came from that background, but went into boarding school at 6. And I would go months without seeing the folks and long for that. Then I went to the States and was in the States for 5 years where I didn't see them once. And those years were hard and would have been harder had it not been for the fact that that's when the Lord revealed Himself to me as my Father. To the point that I even told my God my jokes. I told Him everything. And He was my Father in a very clear way. Then I left that environment, went to Pennsylvania where I was tired of the snow, so I came down to a place called Colorado Springs because I thought it was like Palm Springs.
And it wasn't, was it?
No, it was not. And that's where I met Cal. We got married, and I had 3 children. And my personal walk got much deeper when I turned 30 because at that point, I realized that I had no lifetime goals. And although I had the tremendous heritage, I had to make it mine. So after 2 years of going to nursing homes and asking the same question, if you could do it over again, what would you do? I made a line across my page. What did I want to be by 80? And I had lifetime goals from that point on. But I realized what I needed most was to know my God personally and not just know about Him. I remember my mother saying to me, there, you know 300 verses. And I could know all that, but never know my God. So I decided to study one attribute of God per year. And I've done that ever since.
Wow.
But it was about 15 years, I think, into the study that I read a book by Tozer. And he said, why isn't this generation producing saints? And he said, because we read without any intention of obedience. And that hit me right in the head because I thought, am I studying for facts alone, or am I obeying what I already know? So I closed my study and went to the beginning and started all over and said, am I obeying this attribute of God? Am I letting Him be that to my life? And that began the study of the first book called Holy Habits.
Hmm.
Am I doing what I already know, or am I just collecting more information about Him? And it was then that my life started to really show an awe to what I was studying. It wasn't just facts finding. And that awe part is what impacts children. Do I represent, is my heart bursting with that gladness that He is revealing Himself to me? So that began the walk.
Hmm. So beautifully put, you know, I appreciate that so very much and how God met you. You longed for your parents and the Father drew near to you.
Yeah.
And how precious. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'd love to know when you wrote down, you drew a line on your paper and you wrote down some kind of life goals. Can you share any of those?
Oh, yes. A woman of peace, a woman of contentment, a woman of worship, a woman who knew her God, and a woman that understood the concepts of God. as much as a woman could do. I couldn't take off time because I had three small children. But I wanted to study deeply, so that's what I did once a year. I went with those goals in mind.
Can you remember the first time somebody invested in you in a way that called greatness out of you? I mean, that person who maybe even surprised you, but they saw you and they started to say, I got to put some time into this person.
Ooh, that's such a great question. I haven't ever been asked that. But yes, there was a woman who came to visit us in Congo. Her husband was a big game hunter, along with my father. And she believed in me. She was my first mentor. And what? She saw something in me. She just said, you are unique. And no one had ever said that, because in boarding school, you're not unique. Mm-hmm. You're just one of many. But that drew me to her. I am with you.
Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. We're having a powerful conversation with Mimi Wilson and Barb Odom about mentorship within the body of Christ. We'll be back in just a moment. Draw us, Lord, and we will run after you. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. So honored to have two very godly women in studio with me, my friend Barbie Odom, her mentor, Mimi Wilson. Mimi's written books. She speaks. She travels around the world, and she carries the treasure of the Most High God very beautifully. We're talking about mentoring today, but coming out of a place of walking intimately with God. And Barbie, how does that song hit you when you listen to that and you think of, you know, as someone you pour into mm-hmm. others and you're poured into,
How does that song speak to you?
You know, I think for me, what it did is just stimulate the premise of when I first met Mimi, I saw a woman on a passionate pursuit to know her maker and to love him well, and that everything that came out of her would glorify him and not her. And that was it. When I saw that, I was like, Lord, I want to finish well. I want to run this race with endurance and not get tripped up by the ways of this world that can so often do. At the time when I met Meme, my husband was in medical school out in Colorado, and there was a lot of tripping that could be happening at that point. And I wanted to run it. I wanted to be on a pursuit to know my God and to know him well and to walk in his ways. And so that, when I just hear that song, that is what it draws out in me is, Lord, I want so much to run to you. It's one of my favorite quotes, by Ruth Center. And that song really struck this. And it, for me, it talks about mentoring and it talks about knowing my God. And it really was a great, example of what Meme was doing. And it just says this, it says, because I was like, how do I do this for others, what you're doing for me? And it says, do you want to know how to motivate others to do love? It isn't by doing more love so that you can be their model. It's by coming close to me, letting my love soak into you like water, saturating a sponge. Others will know when you are full. When their lives touch yours, love will seep out. Then it will be my love that motivates them, not your deeds. As you drink deeply of my love, you will be strengthened and renewed. Then the doing of your love will be the overflow. You must be my love before you can do my love. Perhaps it is the greater side of faith for you to say, I love you, Lord, and do absolutely nothing.
That's exactly the point. It's so beautiful. What about you, Mimi, as you listen to this song and it just says we have this conversation, what's the Lord saying to you right now?
You know, I am at a place in my life where I think I want to end well. And I know God is drawing me, but I think of the second phrase, and let me run. And I don't want to just sit around and not be responsive to that, that my spirit does not take long to say, yes, draw me, and let me be obedient to what I know.
Well, I'd love to know some backstory now about how you met Barbie and just how God inspired you to reach out to her and minister to her.
Well, it was Barbie's doing.
Did she reach out to you and say, I'm not leaving till you bless me?
Basically.
Yeah. You tell the story.
Oh, you know what? She was speaking. She had just gotten back from Ecuador, and little did I know what a saint I was calling upon, but she was speaking to us as wives of medical students, and basically we hung and lingered longer, and I mean, as you can see, we're totally opposites in so many ways, but I just was like, man, is there any way that you would have lunch with me and could we continue this conversation? And so then I wrote her a note right after that and just asked her if we could be meeting regularly. And then after people found out that I was asking her, they were like, wow, you don't know who you were asking. But God did.
It's probably better
God
that
did.
Way.
I know. And yeah. God did. And she had something that I was longing for. And she was gracious, just abundantly gracious to start meeting with me.
Mm. And what did that look like, Mimi, at first, just pouring into her? Did you just sort of take it as it came, or how did that start for you?
Oh, it was such a delight. It was like I had walked into a huge house and every room was full of delight.
Mm.
And as I opened one door after another, I thought, ooh, this is a great, great life. And I think from the very beginning, I saw this tremendous potential and wanted to fan the flame of what Barbie had been made by our God and not make her into anybody else, but just who she was. And so every time I find a new facet, in those days, she wrote in the MOPS. And I thought that, wow, she's a good writer. Then I watched her in public, and as she won people, I mean, she just is magnetic with a group of people. And slowly I began to understand her absolute passion for these things of God. And that awakened a whole nother level with me, that we were on the same path.
Mm. And that's the thing, is you can be different as night and day, but have a same passion for the Lord and the same passion to be who he intended us to be, and that yokes you together. How did the relationship look? I mean, were you just basically available as she needed you, or how did you logistically walk that out?
It was just as she was wanting it. The thing that I don't want is for the mentoring time to be structured. I want to just see where she is and how we can work
and respond.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbie's great at asking deep questions, and it would have been very intimidating if I thought that the purpose was to answer those questions. But Barbie, you had insight into that when you would ask me questions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it definitely was never a formula. We didn't meet on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. We would gather together, and oftentimes we would be making a meal or something like that to give to somebody else, and we would, a sweet little thing, nugget that Mimi always talks about is just stewarding our time well. So it didn't have to be in a coffee shop. It didn't have to be in her home. But like I said, it could be just stewarding the time by making a meal together. And we would come together and I would have questions about life or about God. And, she would graciously walk through those questions with me. But the one sweetness, you know, sometimes I would call with absolute marching orders. It might be a dark night or just being in a weary land with marriage or with mothering. I had two tiny little kids at that time, and resources were slim. And sometimes I would call and urgently want my marching orders from Meme, like, what do I do? How do I respond? And she was never afraid of not giving me an answer. And oftentimes I would hang up that phone and she would just be like, Barbie, we're going to walk through this. We're going to see God work. And I'm going to pray for you. And I had no nugget to actually like go and chew on. But what I had was the God that had all answers for all things. And I think that's so important, because I think in mentoring, we always think that it's intimidating because we think we have to have the answer for that person. Where all they really want and long for is the Lord. And that's really all I can give, is anything that he's given me, to pass on.
Mm, so good. Wow, I'm loving this conversation. Well, I am Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are talking about mentoring today, mentoring out of a place of abiding in Christ. I've got my friend Barbie Odom in studio. We've also got her beautiful mentor, Mimi Wilson, who's an author and a speaker and a woman of God who's poured for years into Barbie. And so I'm going to post a question on Facebook, and here it is, and we'll give books away on Facebook today. Do you have a mentor or someone who's investing in you? Tell me about them. You can go to facebook.com/deeperlifeinchrist. facebook.com/deeperlifeinchrist. Maybe it's not a formal mentoring relationship, but you look around and you notice this person makes time, puts a priority on me, and they invest in me. Tell me about them. facebook.com/deeperlifeinchrist. We'll be back in just a moment.
One thing I've learned from a mentor, specifically my dad, I would have to say, is persistence. It's always been a big thing for me, whether we are, you know, just taking a walk or exercising, just maintaining that persistence throughout that exercise, or doing that through work as well, is just persisting through the long run, through the hardships.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Really glad to have you along with us. We're having just a sacred time here in studio. Got my friend Barbie Odom in studio, as well as her mentor, beautiful Mimi Wilson. She's an author and a speaker. She's a missionary, I can tell. She's really a missionary. And we are talking about two things, really, oneness with God, and what flows out of that is mentorship. And I think we've made it so scary and so difficult and so formal that people shy away from it. But it's the natural, to me, flow, overflow of walking intimately with God, being blessed to be a blessing, pouring out as God has poured in. And we're going to get into that more, just even what that looks like. And but I would love to know from both of you, when you think about just the years you've walked together. So for a while, Barbie, you lived in Colorado, and that's where you could physically be with each other. Mm-hmm. For how many years was that?
Like 3 or 4 years before I moved back here. And even that was really hard to leave her, because I was like, Lord, I don't want to go and do a residency in Minnesota if yeah. I'm leaving her.
Yeah. But she actually has lived in another country,
yep.
and you still managed to just be a phone call or an email away. And so you've stayed in contact how many years?
It's been 19 years now. I
wow.
just pulled up a picture the other day and showed it to her. And she was actually my age when we met,
wow.
which was almost shocking to me. I'm still kind of a little bit rattled by that, yeah. but it's super exciting.
Hmm.
I mean, but just, yeah, so it's been 19 years.
That's amazing. Okay, so I want to hear from both of you some of the aha moments, life lessons that have come out of this relationship. We'll start with you, Barbie.
Okay. I think just watching her and always looking to say, Lord, what do you have to teach me? One of the things that Mimi, as we were walking through different hardships and different times, she'd say, Barbie, look ahead, look and see what God has for you in this, and then write it down. And you are going to see over and over again that our God is good and that he is faithful. And so even when I was being pulled under the stream of life and it was turbulent or the waters were very murky, she would say, Barbie, just watch. She's like, you might be pulled down right now, but God is going to pull you up on the other side, and you're going to be so much farther downstream than you would have ever imagined. And so that was one of the little nuggets that I just had to trust on. I didn't necessarily even see it. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Meme, I can't grasp these concepts, and she'd just be like, keep walking it out and then write it down. And so that you can go back and see how good he has been to you. So she would always say, I have a little journal, and you've seen it. It's called Lest I Forget. I ended up writing it on. I've kind of told my girlfriends, my go-tos, I've said, you can come in as soon as I die. I said, come in and throw out all the rest of the journals, but keep the red one that says Lest I Forget on it. And that's all of the faithfulness of God stories in my life and ones that I want my kids to know, and I want those that I love to know. But that was from Meme, is just calling me to look through a lens that saw God and saw him as good.
And okay, Lynn, before we go to Mimi, though, this is so important because she's several years older than you. To me, that's one of the benefits of a mentor type relationship, because maybe you couldn't grasp the concepts, but you trusted her, and
yeah.
she had walked through turbulent storms. And so she can say, I have a history
yep.
with suffering and pain, and I have a history with God, and
yep.
trust me and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You will get through this. And I think there's something so powerful about a wiser person, a wiser older person.
Absolutely.
If I can just say that. You
absolutely.
Know?
And
yeah.
she was the catapult for me often when I wasn't seeing how tomorrow was going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid about yesterday, and I was, you know, anticipating hardship for tomorrow. And then just to go, wait, you know what? She's telling me over and over again that he is good and he is faithful. And I know that to be true. And so that was my manna to get me through that next day.
Mm, so good. How about you, Mimi? What comes out for you when you think about all of these years? What kind of aha moments stand out to you?
Well, this one that Barbie's talking about is just a phenomenal concept that I needed to trust in the goodness of God. And the thought that probably the illustration was, when Eve fell, it was because she did not trust in the goodness of God. And if she had said to Satan, come with me to a high place and let me show you east, west, north, and south, as far as I can look, I can eat of all that. Why would I camp under the one tree I can't? It would have changed humanity. And yet we usually camp under the one tree that is not ours and want it. And so I thought, I've got to be more sensitive to the goodness of God. That's why do is impacting me. Every little thing, let me not miss it. Because if we don't notice it, we won't remember it. And that's why we wrote down and wrote down and wrote down all of the goodnesses. And these were, some of them were just common grace, like the clean sheets or the feeling of a bath, just common things. But once we got that down, we began to see that our hearts were being changed into understanding that he was a good God. And without that concept, none of the normal character traits of God could be developed. Because if he's not good, then why would I care if he's holy? Why would I care if he's merciful? But he's good and holy. He's good and merciful. And though that one character trait just revolutionized the way we thought and the way we looked at life. And that's what led Barbie into this one experience that we wanted to share with you.
Well, I was on an airplane going down to Florida with my kiddos. I had three kids, other than little Gabby. So I had four kids at the time. And I was traveling down to, Florida with my mom and my sister. And it was about mid-flight. And all of a sudden, my little girl, she was two at the time, and started to, convulse and seize in just a huge way. And didn't stop seizing. She'd had one other seizure before, but it was fairly short, and my husband was with me at the time, who's a doctor, so it was okay. But when you're up a lot of miles in the air and have no help, it was a little bit different element, and the seizing did not stop, and I only know enough about medicine to be dangerous. I always say that I practice medical malpractice because I would go through the notes and stuff with my husband, but I knew that seizing for 10, 11, 12, you know, 15, 20, and on, was dangerous for my little girl. And so I called out, I said, I need a doctor. And, there was one doctor and two respiratory therapists on the flight. And, sweet little Gabs could not come out of that seizure. And, she had, you know, lost her bladder, everything. Mm-hmm. She was vomiting and she still was shaking, but the doctor kept saying, Keep calling her back to you. We don't want to lose her. And I think he knew, and the respiratory therapist could not pick up any airway, any pulse, because the body was shutting down so much. And they finally ended up, after about 33 minutes or so, they ended up doing an emergency landing. And it was my sister Jody a couple days later that said, Barbie, what does it mean that you've resolved God's good? And it was a really familiar phrase, but I didn't know exactly what she was talking about. And I said, what do you mean, Jode? And she said, Barb, she said, the entire plane was standing up looking at you over and over again. She said, you probably said it 100 times. She said, all you kept saying over and over again, you didn't respond in any other way except for, sweet baby, don't leave me. I've resolved God's good. Sweet baby, don't leave me. I resolve God's good. And that, I'm going to get choked up here, but that was my life mantra, is just that place of, I've resolved he's good. I've seen his goodness in the land of the living. I've been promised for him to walk in it with me. And even though I didn't want my little girl shaking anymore, in this world, there is going to be shaking. And when we know that we have a God that is going to sustain us, that was my only comfort at the time.
I'm speechless. I've never heard that story. Wow. And just as you say, there's going to be shaking. Mm-hmm. And so we need to resolve that he's good before we're shaken. Mm-hmm. And some, it takes getting to the shaking place before they find a rock that's higher than they are, you know? Do you want to comment on that story? I know you're a part of that, because again, here's the fruit of your investment, you know, when it really, really counted.
It so speaks to me, because it shows the goal of all of us to choose that understanding and to rely on it before this occurs or a situation like it. But that brings up another point, and that is the mentor is blessed over and over by the mentee. And I've often thought about that with Barbie. She puts me alive. She comes up with things that make me laugh. She has taught me so much, and she has shared so much with me, because her family is like my relatives. Mm. And so we are bound together for life in a sweet way. And we're going to walk life together.
Mm-hmm.
We're bound and determined to end well.
Mm. And you will. You
we
will.
Long for that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a little bit off topic, but not totally. I'm sure you get asked a lot to mentor. I get asked probably weekly, and I can't mentor everybody. I do 2 radio shows a day. I'm on the road 2 weekends a month. I've got about 4 or 5 gals, one that's more loosely, but I made myself available to. We have either ones out of states. We have a phone appointment once a month. Others we meet for lunch. And I just, it's organic that way, though, where I'm just like, let's respond to where you're at. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. Let's talk. And I love it, and I see God in these women, and they're totally different from each other. But I can't say yes to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so how do you manage that, and what do you say to that person who gets a lot of requests? Because I actually read an article once shaming a person who would ever turn down someone who asked to be mentored. And I'm like, I have. I just can't mentor mm-hmm. 50 women, and I have gotten way more than that request. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So how do you discern? I know the yes has to come from the Lord, but what do you say to that?
One thing that is very important, and that is that the person that's asking is wanting excellence.
Mm.
That we're not playing around.
Right.
And if I sense that there's any playing around, I'm not the one.
Right.
And I'm not going to babysit. I have, we're heading towards godliness with every inch of our being. And I often think the illustration that I have is that we're running with every inch, and yet we look around us, and those that are running the same direction and the same speed, those are the ones I want to mentor. Because they need water, they need encouragement, but I do as well, and they will do it for me.
Mm.
That's why I tell these young mothers, you know, someday I want you to come visit me in the old folks' home. Because I'm going to need you then.
Mm.
And I think there's never a time when we don't need each other. But yes, to do mentoring properly does take time. And you have to be careful who you're pouring your life into.
Mm-hmm. And so do you take that cue just from the sense and the spirit that, mm-hmm. you know, what Lord is telling you to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived overseas most of the time that we've known each other. And so it looks differently for other cultures. But there's still that deep desire to bind with another spirit who is wanting excellence. And so we go with that.
So well said, Mimi. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. We're having a powerful conversation with Mimi Wilson and Barb Odom about mentorship within the body of Christ. We'll be back in just a moment.
I've had several mentors throughout my life, but one specific mentor I'm thinking of taught me discipline, personal discipline, a kind of responsibility that occurs, that emanates from the heart of one's values, beliefs, morals, and ethics.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and we're talking with Mimi Wilson and Barb Odom about how to be a mentor for another Christian. Barbie, talk to the person listening who wants to jump in and get involved in this, but they feel underqualified and even nervous about doing something wrong. What should they know?
I think the go-tos would say we're all mentoring each other, because there's oftentimes, you know, that, you know, we laugh about being in the stretcher at different times. And I'm sure Sarah's talked about that. She has a carving actually from Rwanda. Sarah and I were in Rwanda, actually went and saw Meme as well. And we brought home all these stretcher, like these little, how would you describe them, Mimi?
Well, there are 4 men carrying a stretcher, mm-hmm. and there is someone in the stretcher that's ill.
Yeah, so
and that's their ambulance.
Yes,
it's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And it's, they're saying in Rwanda is you got to have 4 good friends. And so we as girlfriends would absolutely say that we mentor each other, because when one of us is in the stretcher, we all band together. We might fast for that person. Sometimes they don't even know we're fasting for each other. But it's okay to have people in your life that you are the same age and you're mentoring each other in a sweet, deep friendship as well. My son is mentoring a guy that's actually older than him. And so age is not a factor, even though I'm super grateful that Meme had already walked through many of the stages and seasons. But age isn't a factor, and distance doesn't have to be either. Mm-hmm. Meme's been, I mean, literally when I moved back here, thank the Lord that I didn't stay in Colorado thinking that I was going to be there with Mimi, because I moved back in like June 6th or something, and she called me like the 25th of June and said, Barbie, I'm moving to Amman, Jordan. And so she was off to Jordan and has, so she's been all over.
It's a good thing you followed your husband.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
Wow. Well, you know, scripture talks about when we receive a righteous man, we receive a righteous man's reward. And there's so much there about when you receive someone and the gift of God in them. I believe your spiritual eyes open up and you are a recipient of the fruit of God in them.
Absolutely.
And in the kingdom, we as women, I don't think very often are very different than those who don't know Jesus. There's pettiness, there's comparison, there's posturing, there's a high level of offendability. And those are the things that just burden my heart, because the pure in heart see God. And so if my heart's not pure towards another girlfriend, I'm not going to get to see what God is up to in them. But if I press in to see them made in the image of God and I receive them as a sister, suddenly I become a recipient of the gift of God in them. And I think that dynamic is so hugely, hugely important. And I've gotten notes, you know, from different readers who said, you've mentored me for years, never met them. And I think Dr. Warren Wiersbe, he's mentored me for years because I read his commentary several days, you know, a week. And so say a word, Mimi, about maybe even authors who've mentored you, who've shaped your thinking and influenced your perspective on life and on God and on the world.
My favorite commenter is Matthew Henry. Mm-hmm. And I pore over his literature. And the thought that he wrote all of that as a devotional for his family is what draws me to his writings, because they're not just didactic, they're worshipful. And I feel I owe a tremendous amount to him. And I love when he says, note. And I change my position so that my mind is clearer to know what he's going to tell me. So he's one that I really appreciate. Amy Carmichael was a tremendous influence in my life in the early years. So there are many authors. But what I do when I study the character of God, I will take three or four books and study just that one attribute in the four or five books and go deep. I don't have time to read a lot because we have such hospitality in our home. So when I read, I have to make it count.
Mm-hmm. And you sure make it your own when you go deep on a particular topic, you know. Are you mentoring anybody else? I mean, you say you have an active life of hospitality. I'd love to know more about that, too.
Yes, I'm mentoring quite a few people.
Yeah, that does not surprise me.
Mm-hmm. But the difference is that, again, it's not every Tuesday at 10. It's a whole different. I try to meet the needs of that person. So each individual person I mentor differently, because I am so intrigued by how the Lord put the Barbies and the Sarahs on this world at this time. And what their kids are going to do for the kingdom is just, I cannot wait to see it. Last night we had a party, a tea party, and the theme of it was gracious living, but how to make others feel important. And we had a tea. It was probably about 30.
Yeah, there were 20, like 21 or 24 little elementary and middle schoolers. And I kid you not, and then there was maybe 15 moms, but there was not a pin that could be, I mean, the kids were so captivated and they wanted to hear every little bit of what Mimi had to say.
The point of that particular theme was many of the women there have been mentored by Barbie in some way, and now it's going to their children. But as I looked around the room, I thought, what are you going to do, Father, with this group of people that know computers better than any of us and are going to go further than any of us? And so we need to prepare them to be ambassadors in every country. And that's a real thrill to mm-hmm. now be mentoring some of their children.
And the sweetness of that, too, was that our kids were expectant because the moms had been talking about Mimi. They knew about Mimi through us. They knew that they were coming to kind of a sacred, holy place. And that ripple effect is so beautiful because these little kiddos knew that they were in for something great because their mamas had been talking about the influence, of their time that they've had with Mimi as well, or, you know, so.
You know, there's something too about honor. I've been talking a lot about this, where honor needs to make a comeback, and you honor her so well, mm-hmm. and just what in her presence, but even in her absence. And so these kids are picking up on mm-hmm. that. And I remember years ago at our old church, one of the pillar women, just of the secret place of prayer, just one of the key intercessors of the church, really, again, one of the most godly women I'd ever known, and different lines were going up for communion, and this sweet woman was standing in line. I was worshiping and watching, and I just saw her, and then an old woman in front of her, a very senior citizen, was kind of stumbling a little bit, so she just backed up a little bit to give her room, and she's so gracious and humble. Well, this young woman behind her, 20-something, all she knew was that this godly woman backed into her, and she rolled her eyes and kind of did this big huff. And I so want to go grab her face and say, do you even just know who just mm-hmm. bumped into you?
Yeah.
And when it goes back to how you started, Mimi, I don't want to miss, and I don't want this young generation to miss those whom God has appointed mm-hmm. and anointed, mm-hmm. because they can be recipients of what God has deposited. Mm-hmm. But this is such a fast-paced culture mm-hmm. and such a me-centered culture that I pray, you know, if we aren't pouring in, these young people are going to miss who's mm-hmm. even in their midst. And in Jesus' day, people missed him. They walked right mm-hmm. by him. They didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. And so we just have a couple minutes left before we pray. But Mimi, say a word about the whole idea of honor making a comeback.
You know, it's by example, I think. And I think honor is one of the basis for worship. And when I was a young mother, I remember thinking, what will my children pick up today that I'm impressed with? So I wrote next to me, I had a pad of paper, and I remember passing a huge house, and I went, whoa, is that a huge house? And I could see all the kids turning and thinking, mom's impressed with that house. And then someone very brilliant came to the house, and I said, oh, they're brilliant. And I thought, I'm teaching them the wrong values. Those are nice things, but they're not lifelong ambitions to have a huge house. And so I thought, let me, by my tone of voice to the children, impress on them that when I speak of the loving God, they can hear it in my voice. And so I think awe and honor go together, but it's something that has to be felt within a soul, and then that's conveyed to the younger generation. But what do they hear us being impressed with? And how do I convey that kind of honor? And I think it's by example. Am I honoring them? And they will catch it from that.
Well, I've just so, so enjoyed this time with you both. And I wish we had 2 hours to spend together. But I'm thinking of that person listening today, who is very inspired by this relationship that you both share, and maybe feeling led to respond accordingly, to start investing in somebody's life. Mimi, would you pray for that person?
Thank you. Oh, gracious Father, there are many that need a touch from yourself. Could you send to them one of your servants? And may this servant realize that you are sending. It's from you. So, Father, as we commit this dear person to you, may she know that the walk with you is living and vital and real. It is not just theology, it's relationship. So we give this person to you and walk with her, my Father, either by herself with you or in your mercy. Indwell one of your saints and let them walk together. We pray these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Mimi and Barbie, bless you. Mm. Love you. Thank you. Mm.
Thank you so much.
It was a joy.
Honor. A great honor. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and you can find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com, along with the music and the scriptures referenced throughout the hour. You can also find podcasts from Faith Radio Mornings, Connecting Faith, and Everyday Relationships. Even our weekend programs are there as well. Finally, guess what? The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.